The topic of my talk is the decline and destruction of the world's deserts. First, I'm going to talk about the desert environment and wildlife. Then we'll look at the threats to this environment. Finally, we'll talk about what is being done to save the world's deserts. Let's begin by looking at some background information from the United Nations Environment Programme. The United Nations reports in Global Deserts Outlook that the Earth's deserts cover about 33.7 million square kilometres, or about 25% of the Earth's surface. Deserts are home to 500 million people, or about 8% of the world's population. But, as I'll explain, people all over the world rely on things that come from this environment. Humans have learned to exploit the resources of the desert for survival and profit by adapting their behaviour, culture and technology to its harsh environment. To give you an example, tribes such as the Topna in southwest Africa are known for their ability to survive in deserts, due to their use of local plants and animals for food, medicine and clothing. They have an understanding of the natural world. The Bedouins, who live from North Africa to the Syrian deserts, are skilled at using animals to provide transport, food and clothing, and also at growing basic foods around desert rivers. The Topna and the Bedouins are just two examples of people who live in and rely on the desert environment for the things they need. However, city dwellers benefit from the desert too. Certain minerals are commonly found in deserts, which provide a large portion of the world's diamonds, together with copper, gold and other metals. They are a major source of oil and natural gas too. These desert products are used by industries and people all over the world every day. So what I'm saying is that even though most people may not live in a desert, we are affected by changes to this desert environment. Agricultural products are also grown in deserts and exported around the world. Because the climate is warm and land tends to be inexpensive, desert countries are able to grow and sell food all year. A good example of this is Egyptian cotton, famous all over the world. New methods of irrigation are being developed so that desert agricultural systems can use water more efficiently. So we can see that deserts are important, not only for the people who live in them, but for everyone who uses products that come from a desert environment. That's all I have to say on that point. Moving on now to the typical desert environment. In summer, the ground surface temperature in most deserts reaches 80 degrees Celsius, and there is very little rain. Despite these harsh conditions, a wide variety of plants and animals live in and are supported by this environment. For example, there are reportedly over 2,200 different plant species in the desert regions of Saudi Arabia, based on research from King Saud University. Small plants are especially important in a desert environment because they hold the soil in place, which allows larger plants to grow. Acacia trees can grow well in extremely hot, dry conditions, but the seeds need stable soil to begin growing. Smaller plants, therefore, help the larger ones, and, in this way, all desert plants help hold the dry soil in place, which helps to reduce dust storms. Deserts are also an important animal habitat. One of the best-known desert animals in the Arabian Peninsula is the Arabian oryx, which weighs about 70 kilograms and is about 1 meter tall. It rests during the heat of the day and searches for food and water when temperatures are cooler. Experts say that the oryx can sense rain and move towards it. These examples show that the desert is an ecosystem that supports a variety of important plant and animal life. The problem is that human activity is affecting modern deserts all over the world. According to the United Nations, traditional ways of life are changing as human activities such as cattle ranching, farming, and large-scale tourism grow. The process of bringing water into the desert to grow plants is making the soil too salty. The construction of dams for power generation and water supply, and an increase in mining, have also begun to have a greater impact on the desert. Owing to the destruction of desert plants, dust storms are more likely, and desert animals, therefore, have less food to eat. Data from the United Nations shows that every year nearly 2% of healthy desert disappears. Today, more than 50% of the world's desert habitats are untouched wilderness, but by 2050, it may be as low as 31%. If we lose the world's deserts, we lose everything I spoke about in the first part of my talk. The Topnar and Bedouin way of life will certainly disappear. But what does this mean for the rest of the world? Well, everyone on Earth will experience an increase of dust and dirt in the air as desert plants die. If desert soil becomes too salty to grow plants, we'll also lose a valuable source of food. And I'm talking about foods that we all eat. If we allow deserts to be destroyed, life all over the Earth will change. To put it another way, we will all be affected. Now, the big question is, what is being done about the destruction of deserts? The United Nations Environment Programme offers two main solutions. First, we can begin to manage desert resources carefully, instead of abusing them. This means using the desert for things we need, as well as not damaging it further. It might mean not allowing activities such as raising cattle in certain areas. It would mean carefully controlling the way we use water. Secondly, we can apply technological solutions. The UN gives the example of using the latest computer technology to help forecast how climate change will affect deserts, and using that information to prepare for these changes. We can also make better use of two resources freely available in the desert, the wind and the sun. These can be used to provide clean energy on a fairly small scale within existing desert cities. According to a blog called A Smarter Planet, scientists in Saudi Arabia are already using solar energy to produce fresh water in the desert for agricultural use. To summarise, deserts are not only important to the people who live in them, but to plants, animals and people everywhere, from the Bedouin tribes to city dwellers. Human activity is causing the destruction of desert habitats, but there are ways in which we can help to stop this.